in his mind, is the student honor and pleasure to be able to tell you about an opportunity we have come up that, yeah, I'm really excited about, and that we get to participate in. You may know the news, but there's a local recording artist being more popular. His name is Chris Ford, but he goes by Christopher the Conqueror.
Yeah.
I will play some of his music for you just a little bit during one-up next week. We've had a sense of his style. But he has an annual Christmas show that is broadcast live on Iowa Public Radio. And it's just sort of a myriad of different types of ensembles and groups that's recorded and played a couple times during the Christmas as well. But he contacted me and said, I would love to have your barbershop course playing on the show. We are going to quickly get a couple songs prepared that will come from our Christmas show. One of them being the most wonderful time of the year is one that I'd like to do. And we'll see about which one that is standing out the best. But it's going to be, the radio show is the evening of that second dress rehearsal on December 6th. So we've been in contact with Harmony Central and saying, are you okay with us showing up a little bit late because we're going to go do this radio gig? And they said, sure, that's no problem. So December 6th, Thursday night, the Social Club downtown, the old fire station, used to be on First Street. We do it in the Common Grove Theater that's kind of behind that building there. And there's a live audience, and it's broadcast live and on public radio. And he will do what? I'm sorry?
Is it a nice and longer?
Yes. Right. I'll give you more details as we get closer. But the exciting thing about this is, he's going to be promoting our Christmas show, which is going to be happening just a couple days later. It's also going to get our name out to anyone that listens to Iowa Public Radio on the multitude of times that the show is broadcast. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us. Plus, just even be invited to participate in the gig says something about what we're doing here, right? So, I want you guys to get really ramped up and excited about this, because it will be, number one, a lot of fun, number two, a great opportunity for us, and number three, can springboard us into many more future opportunities. In fact, I would love it if we would record a song with us, like, being in the background, like a big number, and you have a little CD or project song. So, that's a fun little opportunity. How did you feel about Saturday? If we could have done just now during rehearsal, I have to say, it would have been even better, but I was happy. There are a lot of things that we did well. Some spots that were a little messy yet, and I think a couple times we kind of checked out a little bit. We weren't always there 100%, but it was good. It was a good performance, okay? I could want to build off of that even more. But I think you feel good about what you did. Thank you for giving up a lot of time on Saturday to make this event happen. Those kids were just super excited to have an opportunity. A lot of people come from school districts where they don't ever get swing in a setting like that or have an audience that's excited about music or that supporting. So what you provided and did to them is just truly unique and special. So thanks everybody, appreciate it. We also have, and I'm sorry, I forget your first name.
Susan.
Yeah, I got your email. So come on over, Susan. Susan has one quick little bit of information she's going to share with you all.
Yeah.
She should share a checkup on this.
Right.
First time in a month.
I want to congratulate you on the show Saturday night. Those kids were really very good. It didn't hurt that quite a lot of members were scattered among them to help them out. I think everybody was surprised at how well they sang and what you're doing for the future of barbershopping. When you're an adult, what can you sing? Church choir? What else? You're not in a big town, you know. So I think you're doing great. I wish the Sweet Adeline were doing as well. But I also know that it takes a lot of work. We don't have an egg bill. And I know you guys look great.
Oh, are you lucky?
And it was obvious. I was glad, Brett and I don't know if you were the one who acknowledged the music teacher. Somebody thanked the music teacher, which is, you know, they're the unsung heroes of many, many programs. So that was important. Next Saturday night, the Sweet Adeline, Harmony Central Chorus is presenting our annual show, Ethel Sherman, which you're very familiar, 7:30. Our theme is Live, Love, and Laugh. And so hopefully we will be showing some of the emotions that we're trying to get out of you guys. We are singing a couple Beatles songs with a little help from my friends, which is a very simple little ditty. We're singing Imagine, which is a very complicated non-barbershop arrangement. It's gorgeous. It's really gorgeous. And there are, it's really neat. Then we're singing some of the dark vocals, The Jug of Troubled Water, which grabs me every time I hear it. We're singing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. That's in the last part. And some other songs that you'd be familiar with. And you don't want me to sing them to you because I'm a baritone. So, I happen to have tickets. They're $20 a piece. We'd love to have you in the audience. I will be right back here with the ticket. And I already know there's several guys who are going to be there, so you won't be the only funny bio person there when you come.
Just one show,
sir? Yes, it was 7:30. Yeah. And you know, you gotta get there early because all the old people come early. And it's general admission, so.
Very good.
So,
thank you.
Can we come back in here like 5 to 9 and we're going to do some more singing?